Good afternoon, folks. Thanks for coming in for the staff meeting today. I call this meeting because I've noticed a disturbing trend that has started in the office. I know it's July, but we really need to stick to our office dress code. We are a professional business and we should conduct ourselves as such. Now, does anybody remember what the appropriate attire for ladies in the workplace is?
I believe that we're allowed to wear a nice pair of pants or slacks and blouse. No jeans, a nice skirt, not shorter than our knees, or a smart dress.
Good. That's a good start. Now, I haven't seen people wearing jeans too often, but I have seen a few problems with the dresses. Ladies, they are too low cut. And strapless dresses are okay when you're going out on a Friday night. But they're unacceptable at Monday morning meetings. You guys following me?
Yeah.
Also, what do we think about crop tops? Should we be able to see each other's bellies at work? Kelly?
No, Mr. George. But I've got a question. What about dressy sandals? I know you said we shouldn't wear sandals to work, but mine are designer and they cost me $150. Don't you think they're nice enough for the workplace?
Now, I'm sure they're wonderful sandals, but that footwear is much too casual for the office. I'm sorry you spent such an exorbitant amount on them, but you're not allowed to wear open-toed shoes. Now what about the guys? What is the dress code for them? Dan?
Nice pair of dress pants, a button-up shirt or polo, and nice shoes. No sneakers.
Exactly. No sneakers. I've seen some of you men loosen up lately, and you're looking a little sloppy. The point here is that we want to look neat and professional. We should wake up in the morning and ask ourselves, would I buy insurance from this guy staring back at me in the mirror? Understood?
Yeah.